AFP World News Report 8 Lesson 1 Energy Efficient House 3 Dictation Exercise
It's a chilly minus 10 Celsius here on this street in Salford in the north of England. But it's about to get even colder, as someone switched on a snow machine. This is clearly no ordinary neighborhood. In fact, we're inside a giant new facility designed to put energy-efficient homes through their paces.
Welcome to Energy House 2.
Professor Will Swan is the Mega Labs director.
When you try and understand how a house is energy-efficient, you normally have to wait for the weather. So here, we bring the weather to the research problem. We can compress a 2-year experiment into sometimes a matter of weeks.
These prototype homes have been built inside one of the lab's 2 massive chambers. The scientists here can literally change the weather, adding wind, rain, snow, or sunshine in temperatures from minus 20 to plus 40 degrees, all from the comfort of their cozy control room.
What we're experimenting on is everything. So, doors, windows, insulation, fabric, right the way down to the heating and cooling systems we need in the home. The experiments we're doing here now with our partners are really to try and understand how we deliver those future net zero homes in the UK.
The test homes themselves are made by some of Britain's biggest house builders, so they don't stand out. But look closer and you'll start noticing innovative features.
We've got the panel heating, which is a point source in the room, and then we've got a very unique research product here, which is an infrared coving.
Mirrors also act as infrared radiators. Sensors monitor which rooms are in use, and air source heat pumps are being tested. That's a lot of tech, and a key challenge is how to make sure it all works together seamlessly.
So one of the key technologies that we're trying on this house is almost like a building management system for residential buildings. You connect all of that technology into a single interface. It's almost like the Alexa of the home energy system, and that can be automated as much as the occupant wants.
To ensure this works in real-world conditions, volunteers are actually going to live here for days at a time. Different structures will also be built here in the coming years, allowing homes from around the world to be tested in their own climate conditions.
5. Summary.
Energy House 2 is a special research facility in Salford, England, designed to test energy-efficient homes in controlled conditions. The lab allows scientists to simulate different weather conditions, such as wind, rain, snow, and extreme temperatures, ranging from minus 20 degrees Celsius to 40 degrees Celsius. The goal is to study how homes can become more sustainable by testing insulation, heating, and ventilation systems. New technologies, including infrared heating and intelligent energy management systems, are being tested to improve efficiency. To ensure real-world effectiveness, volunteers will live in the test homes and provide feedback. The project aims to help design the net-zero homes of the future, which are crucial for reducing energy costs and combating climate change.
2. Reading.
In recent years, smart home devices have played an increasing role in reducing the overuse of energy as they are both sustainable and cost-effective. Smart homes use automated systems in a building to manage heating, lighting, and everyday appliances, thus making homes more efficient. For example, a smart thermostat used in residential and commercial buildings will automatically change the temperature and reduce wasted heat. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, using a smart thermostat can reduce heating and cooling costs by 10 to 15% annually. Other devices use motion sensors to turn off lights when a room has no one in it. A UK report claimed that houses using smart lighting could save up to 20% on their electricity bills each year. Figures for the broader European market show that by the end of 2023, approximately 65.5 million homes had some form of smart home system. The European smart home market produced an income of roughly 36.2 billion euros. By 2028, the market is predicted to grow by 12.5% to 65 billion euros. While data for device ownership in Europe is limited, global trends, particularly in the US, suggest which devices are more commonly used. Smart speakers are one of the most popular devices, with 27% of homes having at least one device in 2023. In addition, security devices, such as smart locks, are steadily growing in popularity, with many people believing them essential. Improvements in smart technology indicate more people are expected to use it to save energy and reduce costs. Sales figures suggest that smart technology will likely become standard in many future homes.